Session 2, Hebrew Reading, begins on page 20. We begin with the two dots next to each other, which is the A sound, and it sometimes is complemented by that little letter as the next letter in the word, which we will later find out is the Y sound. And therefore this vowel, whether it has that letter following or if it's just the two dots next to each other, makes the A sound. Let's begin with line 1. A, 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 day, ray, re. Line 2. May, may, me, may, a, a, d. Line 12. Ma, hair, ma, hair, ma, hair. Line 14. Bo, ray, or. 15. Bo, ray, ha, a, dum. And line 16. Bo, ray, he, ha, rim. Let's move on to page 21. This is the L sound, and some people can envision in the letter appearance, the top of the letter has kind of an L. In any case, let's do the long line, line 2. Le, la. La, low. Lay, lee. Law, la. Lay, lee. Line 7. Ha, ra, be, lo, made. Ha, dode, lo, made. Line 12. Mi, lambda, ha, do, da, le, a, lambda. Line 14. Ha, ale, bo, re, ha, o, lum. Moving on to page 22, we have the G sound. Pay attention to the bottom of the letter, where we have like a galloping action, the G sound. Line 1. Ga, ga, ge, ge, gay, gay, gi, gi, go, go. Line 3. Ha, ga, dole. Ha, gi, bor. G, do, la. G, do, lim. And line 8. Gam, ha, do, da. Le, Gedola. Page 23, we are introduced to the two ways that the U sound can be symbolized, either as a dot in the middle of the letter, almost like being punched in the stomach, U, or as three dots in a diagonal underneath the letter, again the sound U as in moon. Let's do line one. Boo, boo, vo, voo. Go, goo. Do, do, do. Line three. Rove, me, ru, beam. O, lum. U, lum. Ho, di, u. And line 10. Ho, do, lo. Moving on to page 24, we sometimes notice two vertical dots in addition to a known common vowel. We're being taught to filter out the two vertical dots and pay attention to the primary vowels of a, o, or e. Perhaps they are pronounced slightly shorter, but that's a sensitivity which we will learn later. For now, simply filter out the vertical two dots. Let's apply that quickly in line one. Ah, ha, ah, o, ho, o, e, he, e. Line three. Ma, a, riv. A, ra, vim. A, ha, lay. E, dom. He, e, vid. A, va, dim. Line 7. Elohim borei ha-adam. Line 8. Hu eli. Hu vor-i. Line 14. Ha-el, ha-gadol, ha-gi-bor. Page 25, the T sound, and it can be remembered somewhat by the little toe that sticks out on the bottom. It's the T sound. Line 2. Toe, two, T, two, toe, T, te. Line 4. Talmud, Torah, Talmidi. Let's do a long line. 9. gam divora lamda Torah batalmud Torah. In the box at the bottom of the page, Torah Ora. Page 26. In this case, we do not have a dot, and therefore it's not a T, but rather an S sound. Let's apply the S sound in line 1. So, saw. So, see. Tea. Te. Ta. See. Let's start doing some words. Line 5. Ha. Tora. Ha. To. Ra, he, so, ra, see. Line 11. Ha, mo, ra, o, me, res. Ha, to, ra. Toras Emes. Page 27. We have 2 more letters for the session to be completed. The letter on page 27 looks a little bit like a ship. It's the SH sound. And we can remember it with the phrase, she is always right, because the dot by the sh sound is on the right. Line 1. Sha, sha. She, she. She, show. Shoo, shoo. Line 4. Moshe Shomer Shabbos Teshuvah. And line 9. Gam Moshe Shor S. Ha. Shir. Page 28 has a lot of review. We're going to move directly to page 29 for the final letter of the session. That is the S sound. And we'll apply it in line 1. The mnemonic device here is, it's a sin to be a lefty. The dot is on the left side. Line 1. So, sa, se, say. Say, see, so, see, sue. Line 3, a lot of useful words. So, va, sos, sheish, salma, o, se, Asor. That completes session 2.